Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We are live right now. We are worldwide on over 33 streaming networks. Hey, y'all. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for helping Dr. Gina's Radio Chat climb up the charts to being one of the number one talk show radios around the globe. So anyway, I just thank God for you guys. I'm so excited about today being Wednesday because I get to spend time with you guys. And that's the best part of it all is that I get to come and fellowship with you guys and share some good news with you all and just embrace you, love you, and inspire you. We have a great show today. Today we have two apostles joining us. We have Apostle Vera Howard. She is a preacher, manager, booking agent. She does it all. They have a conference going on. It's a Women's Warrior Conference. I'm excited to hear more about it. She's bringing along with her apostle and prophet Nathaniel Coy III. He's a worship leader and he is anointed, world renowned. I'm probably not even giving him enough just due, but he is world renowned and he's supposed to be the most anointed, awesome, pure worship leader, worshiper in the world. So I'm very excited about having him. He's going to be part of the conference. And so they're going to be talking to us about that. Also, we got Gina G bringing the trending tea. And what she say? Y'all got to excuse my what she say today because I had a cold. I'm so thankful that I feel so much better today. I was under the weather, seriously, a couple of days ago. But thank God for his mercy. I rose on the third day. Hallelujah. Anyway, she's going to be bringing us trending tea and what she say. And also Estelle Monroe Gant is going to be giving us, hey, snap, 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 the spoken word. So we're excited about today's show. It's going to be amazing. All right. Today in D.C., because it was this weather that brought me under. I'm telling you, this up and down, Sunday 61, then Monday 27. Anyway, today in D.C. is partly cloudy. It is 38 degrees. Our high today is going to be 45 degrees. Let's see. In Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy. You are 22 degrees. You got some snow flurries. I'm not surprised about that. You got some snow flurries coming. And let's see, at around 1 p.m., you got some expected snow flurries, and your high is going to be 27 degrees. And let's see here, what else we have? Got to keep it moving, y'all. Okay, 75 degrees today in Jacksonville. Hey, Jacksonville, loving me some you. Your high today is going to be 76. Let's see. In London, you are 67 degrees and sunny, and you are going, that is your high, and you're going to be going down to 45 degrees, waking up to that in the morning. Atlanta, you are 61 and cloudy, and you're going to be, your high is going to be 67. You're going to get some sunshine later on, but you definitely got some thunderstorms coming tomorrow. And let's see, Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. Your high today is going to be 62. You got some showers coming along your way. South Australia, hey, Australia, loving some you. You're 80 degrees today and clear right now, but tomorrow you're waking up to 75 degrees and your high tomorrow is going to be 105 and all sunny all day long. Kenya, you are 98 degrees, mostly cloudy, and that's where you are right now. You're going to go down to 74 degrees and tomorrow you're going to go up to 100 degrees. In Paris, you are 70 degrees right now. And that is your temperature. You're going to be waking up to 47 degrees. Tomorrow, you're going to come up with showers, and 59 degrees is going to be your high. If I did not say your nation, your continent, your city or state, know that you are blessed. And no matter what, God is still in control and he rules and reigns. So no matter what your weather is, you still can have a most spectacular day because God is in control. All right. So let me give you this ministerial moment. All right, we got the ministerial moment, and I hope this inspires you today because, listen, we got a lot going on. People are really struggling about giving up and just losing sight of all that God is doing and what he promised, and people are getting discouraged. So I have a word that's going to be very comforting to you, and I hope it inspires you. But at first, we got to reach out to our sponsors, which is Desperate Prayer for Desperate Times by John Eckhart. Have you prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Best-selling author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Okay, which is so important right now, because what I'm about to say in just a couple of seconds. Desperate times is right now. So many people are comparing themselves to what they see on social media, what other people are doing. They're not invited to the party. They didn't get asked to go to the function. They didn't get asked to be on stage with them. They didn't get approached by this opportunity. Let me tell you something. Let everybody do what they're doing, and you keep doing and being consistent with what God has you doing. Let me tell you something. Maybe you're not invited to that party, but God has a party for you to go to. It could take 1 second of your life. Sometimes people think that they're holding you back by not inviting you. But let me tell you, whatever God has ordained for you, they're going to open up no matter what. He already got it already predestined. It doesn't matter what nobody says or thinks of you or what, you know, they want to help you do or not do. If they don't believe in reciprocity or recompense or any of that, just be consistent to what God has laid before you, because he's prepared a table in the presence of your enemies. So no matter what, eat from the table of the Father. And just keep moving. Take your steps that are ordered by the Lord. Let him continue to open doors to you that no man can shut. Continue to believe his report no matter what the lie the adversary is trying to convince you to quit, stop. Nobody likes you. Nobody can receive nothing from you. Don't believe any of those lies. You do it unto the Father, and whatever you do for the Father, he will reward you openly. No man can stop what God has already predestined. I'm telling you, I've been there. There's been many times I wanted to give up, stop, quit. You know, what's the point? I've been doing this for so long and blah, 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 and this and that. Let me just tell you, I always go to sleep on that lie and wake up feeling totally revived and restored. Let God do what he got to do. Whatever you're crying about today, give it a night and wake up with the joy of the Lord to be your strength to keep on moving. You've come too far to quit now. So no matter what you see, don't compare yourself to anyone else. Your journey is totally your own journey, and it's meant for somebody. Believe me, this world is so full of people. Just because you only know of a little section of it, there's so much many more people that needs you as a vessel for the kingdom of God. They need your outpour. So just be consistent. Continue to study yourself approved. Continue to seek him in prayer. Continue to allow him to order your steps, and he will walk you right to that door that is open effortlessly for you. All right? All right. So that was the ministerial moment. And right now we're going to get right into it. Okay. So we got Apostle Verl Howard is going to be joining us. And then we're going to be listening after that to Commanding the Morning by Nathaniel Coy III. He's apostle and prophet. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Apostle Verl, welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you, Apostle Gina? I'm so excited to be on the show with you right now. It is just an awesome opportunity, and just elated, you know, for you opening up the airways for me with the radio interview with everything, and excited for what God is doing over there with your show.
Well, I'm so glad to have you, Apostle Verl. Listen, I mean, you're so many things. You've been on the show a couple of times, but I love to introduce you to new listeners that have not heard you before on this show. But you've been everywhere on many shows, many platforms for years. You have been in ministry. You have been faithful servant to God, and many doors has opened up for you, staying in your lane and moving the course that God has presented before you. And I tell you, you are are, you, I've named a few of the things that you do, but you are a preacher, you are a booking agent, you are a manager to several artists. I mean, we can't even list them all, but you have been, literally, you have left a mark for the kingdom of God on earth. So I am so glad that people get to meet you here over again here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm just a servant that God is using to help people take their vision and their dreams from one dimension to the next. So I'm a servant that has to be super sensitive to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, because everybody's ministry is different. Everyone has a different assignment, a different purpose. So I have to be very, very cognitive of that and not try to, you know, help them shift the same way. Because we're all uniquely and wonderfully made by God with a call on our life, as you just so eloquently said in the opening of today's show.
Oh, that's such a blessing. Apostle Howard, you have a wonderful conference that is coming up. I want you to kind of let everybody know. It's a tour, actually. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's called Women Warrior on the Frontline Tour. God gave it to me some years ago a different way. I just didn't understand the all ends of it when he first spoke it into my belly. He told me that the prayer warriors needed to be coagulated together and pulled together in the forefront at, with respect to getting back into rightful position. He told me the prayer warriors were misaligned. He told me the midwives were misaligned. He told me that there were many women that were carrying greatness inside of them, and the midwives were not in their position. And so therefore, when Pharaoh loosed out an attack on the women that are carrying the greatness, the midwives are not in a position to intercede on behalf of their ministry to help usher them from greatness to greatness. So he also told me that many of the prayer warriors have gotten off the front line because they're tired, they're weary, they need encouragement. And so this is a conference that is going to encourage the prayer warrior. It's not an attractive position to a lot of people. And God said it's one that is necessary, and that we have got to get back into our positioning of sounding the alarm, and that God is going to give us instructions in this hour as prophetic prayer warriors as to how to feed the sheep. So I'm excited about what God is about to do.
When you say, and I just want to clarify this, when you say that it's not the most, your word was comfortable thing you said to do, but it's necessary. Can you just expound on that a little bit more? What would be, what is it that is uncomfortable? Because I know a lot of people don't like to come into that uncomfortable area, but it is necessary. Tell a little bit about that.
When you say coming to an uncomfortable area, I'm sorry, yep. I missed it. I'm actually out. I'm trying to hear you. You're questioning. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. You had mentioned something about just the transition and how people have to come into, women are getting tired and weary in ministry and things like that. And then this is a ministry that a conference that's going to help people free them from all of that stuff. And you were saying that at some point, that some people find it uncomfortable to like go through a transformation or a season, I thought you said. Did you say that or no?
Well, anything that is unknown is uncomfortable when you're being shifted. And yeah. I believe that God is shifting his people, because the church has been operating out of an old oil. We have been operating out of a day, and God has shifted. We operate now out of habituality, religiosity, the known. And God was telling me that the glory of God has already visited the day that he's trying to shift us into. So this is an opportunity for us as the prayer warriors, the people of God, the sheep of God, God's end time oracles, his vessels, to get back in order.
I really love it.
I could go into it.
I do too.
He said that some of our ways stink to him. He said that we have been duplicating many us and not many hims. Many them, but not many him. He said that a lot of women apostles and pastors have been operating out of a Jezebel spirit. And instead of being the leaders to nurture what is inside of the women that God has entrusted them to, they have duplicated spiritual clones. And so God said, it's time out for all of that. It's time to for people to get back into their position so he can use them in his fullest capacity with them allowing the glory to come in and be operational. He also showed me with this conference, he showed me that there was futuristic glory that he was going to outpour. People would be able to walk in a dimension that he tried to take Peter, John, and James to at the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17 when they got in their flesh. And Peter asked God, should we be here? Should I build a tabernacle? And the glory had to speak and say, this is my son. And so God said, because they were in their flesh and carnal like the church has become, that people are not shifting into the dimensions futuristically that he wants to bestow upon them, which is the heavenly ministry to be able to come back and really minister to his people.
All right. Well, all
so
right.
I wish I had time.
Girl, I wish you had time too. Apostle Pearl. Amazing, amazing. All right, Nathaniel is with us right now, so we're going to play Commanding the Morning since we are in most of the cities and countries. Well, not everyone, but we are in the morning time right now, so this is perfect. Commanding the Morning, if you did not do it this morning, this song right here is going to bless your morning right now to reroute every demonic spell and curse right back to the sun, the hundredfold. All right, Commanding the Morning, and then we're going to be talking to Prophet Apostle Nathaniel Coy III.
Wall, because he's tag teaming from here, and I'll talk to you later. And thank you so much, Dr. Gina.
Oh, God bless you. Okay,
thank you.
All right, bye bye. Nathaniel Coy III, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, and you?
I'm so glad that you could join us. Apostle Pearl said that she had to go. She was in the middle of something, always busy and on the go, but so glad that you were able to tag team with her. Are you excited about the tour?
I am. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I've heard amazing things. I've looked through a lot of your videos and everything, and very, very powerful, anointed, I'm telling you, wisdom beyond years. Just tell us a little bit about you. How did you come into accepting the call on your life that God has given you and chosen you for such a just a gift?
Amen. Well, definitely just God has been really good. Truthfully, I don't even know if I can answer that question because it's really just been a journey. and nothing that really I asked for, nothing that I really pursued, other than just pursuing his presence. God, since I was young, God had always given me a vision and a desire for worship. I actually grew up in a church that didn't really, that still doesn't believe in the apostolic, the prophetic deliverance. But my introduction to almost everything that I'm doing now was through worship. It was through worship that God began to really speak to me for prayer, for intercession, for deliverance, for the prophetic. I didn't go into worship wanting to prophesy, but every time I went into his presence, God began to really drop things on me. So long story short, my introduction into everything was just his presence. And ever since, I really began to just experience his presence, his glory, the weight of all that he is. God has just been doing a transformation in me in almost every season. So I just have an amazing testimony that God is the one that pulled me in, and all I'm doing is just riding the waves.
Such a blessing. Such a blessing. I'm telling you, well, you know what? We do appreciate you. I know a lot of other artists, they inspire from you and the direction that God is taking you. And Amen. It's really, really been a release of just what God is wanting and wanting to release upon his people. And so it's really good that you are taking the role as a trailblazer and moving forth as God has predestined you and ordered your steps. Well, I'm looking forward to so many people being able to connect with you. How can they connect with you and get all of the information?
You can find me on my website, www.natecomusic.com. And you can find the secular vein in terms of studio production, engineering, as well as the ministry side on that website. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, either Nathaniel Coe III or Apostle Nathaniel Coe III.
Well, let me ask you a question. Where exactly are you located? Where do you live at? Where are you? Because you're world renowned. Like, where are you?
Yeah, so I was born and I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh, wow. God has really expanded your territory. Wow. I was just in Philly the other day. I was just in Philly a couple weeks ago. I think Pennsylvania, I don't know. Allentown. I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry.
It's really close. We have members that live in Allentown. They come to our church.
Oh, wow. So I got to come and visit your ministry sometime and check it out.
Absolutely.
And experience it. Not really check it out, but walk into the presence as you usher the presence of God in. This is exciting. I'm very excited that you're a part of the tour. And for those that need to know more about the tour, do you have the information that they can go on to know about this tour? And where is the first date? Apostle got off the phone and got off the air, didn't tell us the date.
It's on my iPad. I don't have my iPad in front of me.
Okay. Well, anyway, go on to his social media. Say it one more time so people can know where to go. I'm about to look at.
If you look at my itinerary, the information is on www.natecoemusic.com, N-A-T-E-C-O-E, music.com/itinerary. And this particular tour, and this is just the first stop. Apostle Vero, for many that know, she's a woman of vision.
Yes.
And when she asked me about the first one, she stopped talking about the first one. She starts talking about the next three, the next four. So I'm really looking excited because I really believe that this is going to set the standard and set the tone for what God is releasing in many different places and gates in the earth. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I am very excited about it, too. So the dates are, okay, it's called Women Warriors on the Front Line, okay, March 9th through the 8th through the 9th, 2019, this year, which is coming up this year went by so, it's going by so fast already. March 8th through the 9th, yeah, Friday. Why are we in a rush? Did God tell you that? I'm saying, where are we going? What's happening? Oh my God. I say that every time, like, Lord, what's happening? Why are we moving so fast? Where are we going? So yeah, it's Friday, 7 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5. And the doors will open at 6 on Friday. And Saturday, the doors will open up at 8 o'clock. You got to be there. Women warriors on the front line. Apostle Nathaniel Coy III, Prophetess Anna Stevenson, Pastor Seconda Kelly, and so many others. Minister Tyra Hodges, Deborah Smokes, so many. Minister Regina Littles, and the host, Apostle Verl Howard. So you gotta go ahead and get in there so you can get this experience. And just like Apostle said, it's a time for women to break through, break out, be delivered, be healed, be refreshed, be restored to the place that God wants them to be, so they can we can continue to be those vessels of honor, fit for the master's use. All right, Apostle Prophet Nathaniel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is amazing. You are awesome, and I can't wait to meet you, and I look forward to experiencing everything that God has for you to pour out for us. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. See you soon.
All right. See you soon. All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and guess who's coming joining me? Of course, you know, my BFF, my co-host, my girl, comedian Gina G. It's going to be bringing us the trending tea. My cold is dealing with me. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, family, this is Javon Inman, and you are now listening to Dr. Radio's Gina Chat. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and one last time, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, go.
Hey, family, this is your man, Javon Inman, Mr. Love Covers, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Doug, you need to lead them people out. Hello, Gina G. Come on, what's the trending tea, girl?
Oh, my goodness, there's so much tea everywhere. But I would have loved to have sipped a nice hot cup of tea at the Oscars, the 91st Academy Award. I mean, it was just history made throughout the whole entire night. We're going to start with, of course, the infamous Spike Lee. For those that don't know Spike Lee, I'm going to need you to Google and find out who he is. But I'm letting you know right now.
Who don't know Spike Lee?
I don't know now. I don't know now. Now, Dr. Gina Radio Chat is worldwide, okay? So somebody in the world might not know. So if you don't know now,
That's right.
Spike Lee won his first Oscar for Black Klansman, which was a really, really great movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's about a black undercover police officer going undercover with the KKK. So it is just like one of the best films of 2018. So I'm so glad he finally won. Of course, Green Book won Best Picture. I know y'all have seen all the beautiful dresses and outfits, but history was made because of the simple fact that 7 black people won Oscars this year. That's history. Never in history, okay? And 15 women won Oscars. I mean, that is history. Back in the day when women couldn't do anything but cook and have babies and black folks couldn't do, you already know that story. So to have them in 2019 make history, it was just something to watch. It was something to witness. So, I mean, big shout out. I mean, because I'm going to get my Oscar. I'm going to be the eighth black person.
I know, that's right.
So I was so excited about that. And Green Book won, and Spike Lee, you know, he had a movie out called Do the Right Thing in the early 90s, and he lost against Driving Miss Daisy, which is another movie similar to Green Book about somebody being driven. So he was upset about not winning Best Picture due to somebody else driving. He said, every time somebody drives somebody, I don't win. So it was just the controversy. You can never just be happy with what you got, Spike. Okay, the Lord has blessed you with the Oscar. Why you just can't be happy that you got an Oscar now? You got to rain on the next person's parade. Well, I won't tell
it's
what
you. It's always a revolution. It's always.
It's always. Come on now, we got to start revolution every week. Oh my God, Black people, I love y'all though, but calm down. All right, now, Donald Trump met with North Korean's Kim Jong. So we are hoping they're in talks of, you know, no more nuclear war talk, basically. So for those that keep up but not keep up like me, basically Trump is over there telling him, please don't bomb us and I'll give you what you need because you know I'm Trump and I be lying. So that's what we're going to go ahead and say about Trump and Kim Jong meeting up. But it was a peaceful meeting, so I'm excited about that. Las Vegas gets some snow, okay? Sin City got some snow, y'all. Can y'all believe it? And they talk about global warming ain't real. Huh? Las Vegas, Nevada got some snow. So they didn't know how to act. You know, Las Vegas, you know, you get to wear your little short clothes and, you know, walk around and gamble and drink. So they was like, wait a minute. I can wear this bikini with a fur coat? You sure can, because it was snowing in Vegas. Your boy R. Kelly. And if you've been under a rock, you need to come up out because R. Kelly has finally went to jail, y'all, and being indicted on 10 counts of aggressive sexual assault. Mm. And he couldn't even make bail, Dr. Gina. The man could not make bail. He has been doing music for over 20 years and cannot make bail. Fans were setting up GoFundMe accounts
to bail
R. Kelly out of jail. And one woman made R. Kelly's bail, okay? So for people that don't think that having consensual sex with a 13 or 14-year-old is crazy, you crazy. Because she can't even consent for nothing. She can't buy a pack of cigarettes. She can't get married. She can't consent. She can't even forge her own absent note at school. So it cannot be consensual to have sex with a 13 and 14-year-old when you are over the age of 21. So we got to get – something's got to happen to R. Kelly. Something has got to happen to it. I know we love stepping in the name of love, but we're going to have to step all over it right now because, R. Kelly, you're going to have to pay for the damages that you've done to these families. That's just the end of the story because, you know, God don't like ugly. And last but not least, something that's a little fun that I found that was actually pretty interesting is there was a tortoise that everyone thought was extinct and hasn't been seen in the last 100 years. They found one the other day.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you right now, the tortoise was not, it was hiding. It was hiding from us because he knew that we was going to take over his homeland or we was going to have turtle tortoise stew or we was going to find something to take a picture of and bronze a shell. So this tortoise was smart. But, I mean, I'm just saying, Dr. Gina, to be hiding 100 years, I can't hide from stuff 100 days. So this tortoise was pretty smart. This tortoise is like, I know what y'all gonna try to do with me. We gonna hide. I'm gonna tell my wife to hide, all my children, and 100 years later, boom, here we are.
Wow, that is hilarious in all ways, shapes and forms. Okay, but I want to just go back real quick to the fact that the woman bailed out R. Kelly that he met on a cruise.
I'm telling you, the cruise is where it's at, Dr. Gina. You go on the cruise.
Let me tell you, it is a lot of people on them darn cruises. Be careful.
Be careful. They are out there. That is where the enemy is.
Please be careful.
But I'm telling you, Dr. Gina.
Be careful, though.
But I'm telling you,
you don't have to drive nowhere, but be careful.
I don't understand how that lady thought that it would be okay for a woman, to bail
and,
him out.
And I mean, then to let it be known, like she didn't even do it anonymously or of that. Like, where they met and all. This is crazy.
No, she is like, God. Look, that's my boo. I love him. And I don't care what y'all say. I'm getting him up out of jail.
Well, anyway, well, anyhow. Okay, well, we got spoken word coming up with Estelle Monroe Gant, and then we're going to go right into the commercial break and what she say. Estelle, what you got, Minister Estelle, for us today, girl?
Hey, family, how are you?
Hey.
Well,
she's somewhere hiding. That's
yeah,
all.
I am. You already know. You already know. I wanted to do a tribute for Black History Month.
Oh, good.
So I'm just talking about the power of blackness. The power of blackness. I am Martin Luther King's manifested dream and Sojourner's truth. I am 100% proof that we are resilient. Our survival strategy is brilliant. The many years of oppression was our classroom, and the lesson was sink or swim. In the words of DMX, get them, so we got them. Shutting down segregated businesses by boycotting them. No longer flying in the cockpit, but reclining in first class, giving our haters whiplash with our trend-setting vibes, belonging to the melanin tribes, where big lips were frowned upon and full hips were considered drastically wrong. But long before the Kardashians, we were the happenings. With our God-given voluptuousness, nobody else can wear that little black dress like we do, because we are the true, true, true sisters and brothers of melanin. When we are too busy being fly, and we associate it with all, and we accessorize it with the right guy, like Barack and Michelle, our black love is power. We have the power, and we are resilient. We are the true sisters and brothers of melanin.
Mm, that was good. Yeah. Snap, snap.
When that melanin be popping, you understand me? When that melanin be popping, come on, Sam.
I love it. Estelle, tell everybody where they can follow you.
You can follow me at Estelle Monroe Gant on Facebook, also at the number four Real Gant on Twitter.
Ooh, go follow her and keep up with everything that's going on. She got events coming up and all, so we'll be talking more about that. Join us again on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat when Minister Spoken Word preaching, teaching, Estelle Monroe Gant joins us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, what's up, good people? This is your boy, Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? And right now, you're tuned in to my homegirl, Dr. Gina's Chat. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Almost perfect. It's actually Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That's right. My bad.
Okay, we'll try it again. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? This is Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? Listen, you are tuned in to my homegirl right now. I'm listening. You should be listening. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, hottest show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right, Doug. Leave the people alone now.
That one did. He did pretty good on that one.
Yeah, he did good. Oh, gosh. Anyway, what is she saying today, Gina G?
Honey, Dr. Gina, you know what? What she say today is going to be called Who Cares What They Say? Okay? What she say? Yeah, I said it. Who cares what they say? I mean, people, we're sitting here stressing ourselves out over what someone is saying, thinking about us, when at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is what we think of us, okay? It doesn't matter about nobody else. You know, people try to act up, you know? You can be with somebody and you see them acting a fool, you know? And then you wonder to yourself, why are they acting a fool? It's because they care about what somebody else is saying. If I don't act a fool, I'm not going to be cool. Or if I don't act a fool, they're going to think I'm, you know, soft from a punk. People, stop worrying about what people got to say. It don't matter. At the end of the day, it is you that got to lay down with your thoughts, your day, how you treated other people. It ain't got nothing to do with how somebody else is treating you. So just stop it. Because you know what? I started doing these little videos, Dr. Gina, and this is why I had to come up with this, okay? Because sometimes you'll find yourself, you know, going a little crazy in your brain. And it's all right because you're only human. But, you know, I'm starting off with, you know, a couple of hundred little views, maybe 200, 300. And then you go on somebody else's page who acted a plum fool, and they got 50,000 views. Okay, but I have to say to myself, it don't matter what someone else is doing, what they saying. I got to worry about what Gina G is doing and what Gina G is saying. So today, February 26th, which is the day before my birthday.
Yay!
Everybody,
happy birthday.
Everybody, thank you. Everybody in Dr. Gina's radio chat land, I want y'all to remember, it don't matter what nobody say. What you doing is between you and the good Lord, and you got to keep on fighting your own fight. So what she say? Y'all said it. Stop listening to everybody else.
Okay, so tell everybody when your birthday is again.
Oh, you caught that, didn't you? My birthday is tomorrow.
Yay! Happy birthday to my sister. You're going out of town tomorrow, right?
I am going out of town tomorrow. I will be in Orlando till Saturday, and then on Sunday, I'll be taking my son and my husband. We are going on a cruise to the Bahamas because my son's 13th birthday is on the 5th, March 5th. I don't know what day that is. I think that's a Monday or Tuesday. So we're kind of combining our birthdays, which I'm okay with. When I was pregnant, I was mad that I might have him on my birthday. I was like, look, Lord, we can do anything you want to do. But please don't let this baby be born on my birthday. I want my own birthday.
Everybody needs their own birthday. Everybody needs their own birthday.
Oh, the good Lord, 5 days later.
Well, when you get back, we're going to have to get together. I don't know, come to D.C. or I come there. We got to get together and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yes, because we always do.
We always do. So when you come back, make sure you come on, and we're going to come on and come on. So we can come on and have a good time.
This cold trying to have you, ain't it, Dr. Gina?
Yes, my cold is jacking me up.
Oh,
I feel so
goodness.
Much better, but every time I turn to the left or the right, my head hurts. Like, I feel like if I look to the left too strong or look to the right too strong, my head, I don't know if it's a sinus cold or what, but it's all in my head. Like,
yeah.
Can you hear my voice?
Well, I can hear it a little bit, but I know that you're a real focused and on point person. So I can see how it's kind of got your concentration a little bit. You know, and it sounds like a head cold. It may be a head cold, but I mean, it's going on everywhere. I mean, the weather is up and down. I mean, it was 70 and sunny yesterday here, and today it's 41 and gloomy. So, I mean, this weather is going crazy. And then, you know, you didn't get a chance to rest after the cruise, after your birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, you just want to party the whole month. You just want to have a good whole Jubilee month.
A year.
This February, you have been enjoying yourself as you should, being beautiful and 50 years old, you should. But, you know, our body's going to tell us. Look at him.
It was like with the weather and not getting no rest, you need to sit down. So that's what happened with me. I needed to chill because it was just a lot going on. But I want to touch bases on this whole thing with I want to talk about this R. Kelly thing a little bit more.
I knew it. How did I know that you was going back?
I just got to go back just a little bit.
Okay, come on back, sis. Come on back.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how in the world can this guy convince yet another woman? Now, you know this is demonic.
Yeah.
How in the world can you convince another woman from the precinct? Now, you got every kind of evidence against you at this point. The whole Me Too movement, all of this stuff. And you meet somebody a month ago, and what words did you say to get her to put up? How much money was it? $100,000, $10,000?
His bail was a mil. So, you know, you got to put
She put up a million.
No. You know,
$100,000 for this guy.
Yes, she did. Let me tell you something. Jail talk is something else, honey. Okay, if you've ever been in a relationship with a man that either went to jail or he's in jail, let me tell you, them conversations on that phone call before the operator cut you off, and them letters, ooh, them be some nice, romantic, juicy letters and conversations. They tell you everything that you want to hear.
After getting all them phone bills, child, you ain't saying nothing but making me mad.
They get home and they can't go to work. They just laying up on your couch. You thought he was going to do this. You thought he was going to do that. But, honey, R. Kelly has bump and grind, serenaded.
My goodness.
That's our party.
So then I heard for one of the reports that he went to the McDonald's that he normally frequents.
Girl.
And ordered some kind of sandwich and something and some coffee and soda or something, and then went to the cigar bar and smoked a cigar.
So hold on. Okay, see, now that's another thing about jail, the food. It be so nasty that it makes you run to McDonald's.
But the very place that he was picking up them girls all along is what I understood.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
goodness.
He is a very sick individual, and obviously he's got the gift of gab to make women, you know, want to just shell out $100,000.
Wow.
And, you know, all I'm going to say is I'm happy and I'm glad that he didn't meet me, because I'm going to tell him right now, he wouldn't have got out.
I'm not even accepting a phone call. Them bills, you end up talking all that talk and your bill come. More than your mortgage.
You have a collect call from "It's me, R. Kelly." I'm like, well, they're going to dial tone. I'm not even accepting no phone call from nobody. You got yourself in there by yourself. You stay in there by yourself. You understand me?
Oh, my God. It's horrible. It's horrible.
That baby is out. He is out free. And you know what I don't like? They're going to do, of course, a documentary on Michael Jackson and his supposedly accusers. And I'm just going to be honest with you, Dr. Gina, I'm not watching it. I'm not watching it because, first of all, this man is deceased. He cannot defend himself. He cannot make a statement. He cannot, you know, it's not like they're doing a story of his life where they're, you know, paying homage to the music that he made and, you know, and the humanitarian that he spent lots of money on children's hospitals. And, you know, so they're not going to do that. They're actually doing a documentary on his accusers and what they say that he did and all this. And all this is coming out. Michael Jackson has been dead over 4 years.
A long time.
Ridiculous. So I'm not watching that. But R. Kelly, on the other hand, I didn't see all 4 parts of Surviving R. Kelly. And he did
it. The name Surviving R. Kelly is crazy.
He's done it. Believe you me. He did everything that them people are saying that he did.
I didn't see the video. I didn't see the video when the video was out. I was definitely in the world back then, and I don't know how everybody else got to see it but me, but I did not get to see it. And I heard that the new evidence that they have from reports saying that this new tape is even more degrading than that one.
Yeah, and this is a totally different girl. as well.
Oh my gosh!
So this is not even the same girl from the first tape, which is supposedly Sparkle, who is a R&B artist. Supposedly, that is her her niece. So this is a totally different person. So I mean, you just don't make no sense when you're recording yourself doing these type of things with young girls.
That's why ain't nobody recording me. I don't even care if we married. You will not be recording me. I'm sorry.
Dr. Gina, did y'all hear that in Dr. Gina World land? You ain't get no video.
No. You're not.
Or not.
Let me find my ma'am.
And burn it and beat it.
No, ma'am.
Burn it.
I mean, that's like a child. Who's going to get custody of it? You know, I got to put that in the report. Who's going to get custody if, God forbid, we don't last? Who's going to get it? No, thank you.
Dr. Gina, I am so done with this.
Well, listen, I just want to say this, though. I do want to say this on a serious note. Listen, women, I mean, I know a lot of people are judging women and their families and things like that. And it's a lot of greediness, and it's a lot of people that's like really living in a struggle, like poverty. Yeah. And they looking for a come up and a way out. And just like the devil used him to tempt these young girls and even some older women that you may say should know better. Some of y'all, before you judging anybody, you all are doing dumb stuff for free with average people. So, I mean, that ain't even R. Kelly. So I want you to like have compassion for some of these people. I mean, for these young women, and have compassion even for yourself. And just maybe this is an opportunity for us to really empower ourselves as women and start looking at ourselves to be more valuable and worth more than a promise or a material thing or whatever in that lane. We're so much more powerful than that. If we really, really look at ourselves the way God sees us, as beautiful vessels of honor, you know, then maybe we won't fall into, you know, victim in these traps so often. And then, like I said, this is magnified because this is R. Kelly and this is behind the scenes and they are young girls. But there's some older women with young mentalities that are still doing things that they don't have to do. For whatever the reason is if it's father issues, parenting issues, loneliness or whatever it is, God is your source for everything. He is your come up. If you stay with him, he will bring you up and out, and he'll bring you even to a place greater than no one human will have any power over you. There's nothing that you so desperately need from man that God cannot give it to you if you turn your attention to him, whatever it may be. So let's not judge these girls, even this woman, you know, that gave him the money. I don't know what in the world, but you know, I don't know. And I can say that I would not, but it's probably some things that I've done that she can say she would never do. I have lived a life. So, you know, without judging, I think if we stick together more, you know, stand up for one another, then, you know, we wouldn't get ran over so much. People can only do what we allow them to do. We open opportunities to people because we don't close the door. We don't owe anybody anything. We don't have to do anything. You don't have to feel like you owe anybody anything or have to submit to something or someone that only means you harm. You don't have to take the abuse. You are so valuable and so worthy of love and respect and honor. That's what we are. And until we come together and stop being jealous of each other or fighting against one another, don't want to help each other, we should come together and teach men how to treat us. That's, you know, that's what I say.
We have to teach men how to treat us. It's just the way it is, you know, because a lot of people their fathers weren't there. And, you know, and that's another, y'all, don't get me started. Don't get me started on the fathers that's seeing their kids grow up on Instagram and Facebook. Y'all really ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Oh, Lord. You know what? That's a whole nother. You know what, Dr. Gina? That's a whole nother thing.
Well, we can talk about it on your What She Say next week. But yes. I just wanted to leave with that because R. Kelly is getting on my last nerve.
Yes,
with all his ridiculous antics. It's like it's just going on and on. I just feel like he's having a great time playing around with everybody, trying to maneuver around all this stuff. And I mean, it just seemed like he thinks that he's going to have the last laugh at the end of the day. So, you know, let's stick together, people. That's women right. and men too that do know how to work, you know, honor women and treat them right and things like that. Because there are some really good men out there. It really is.
Yeah,
and some good men out there, some good fathers out there. But for the majority, women, hold it together. It's not always worth the sacrifice that you're going to make. Okay. Yeah. Ultimately, we make the ultimate sacrifices at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll discuss that on a ministerial moment, how that's possible. But just know that you have jewels and you just have to just, you know that you're a treasure with a lot of jewels. Okay. Is that right, Gina G?
No, you are so right. You're so
right.
And we really need to just stand by one another. We need to do a Spike Lee and Samuel L. Jackson type of love. He was so proud of his friend. Oh, my goodness. He picked him up off the floor. We got to congratulate and be happy for one another. Success.
That's so true.
We have to.
That is so true. It's amazing because I noticed that even with Gina G and I, we carry that with us wherever we go. The people really notice that. You know, it's sad, but it's so not seen often that people are actually mesmerized when they see it. You know what I mean? It trips me out. Don't you think so, Gina?
God, you're happy for your friend. Where do they do that at? You guys aren't jealous of each other, you know? What is this? It's like, come on, you know. It's you should be happy for your friend's success. You should be helping them and supporting them. I mean, we like all of Kim Kardashian's pictures. We like all of the juicy gossip websites. Why can't we support our friends and like their pictures and share their videos and share? I mean, it's unfortunate that Facebook and you know, Instagram is the way of the world right now, but that's how you show someone that you're supporting them. So why not share a picture, share a video? I mean, just as simple as liking it. It takes but 1/10 of a second to hit that heart button to show your friend, you know, or someone else that type of support. So it just blows my mind how, you know, people are so jealous of other people. Or, you know, if it's not, it got to be jealousy, but you just don't want to see them succeed. So, you know what, I'm going to pass right by that post. I'm not going to like it. I'm going to pass right. For what? So you're right, though, Gina. You're so right. They'd be like, oh, my God.
I know. They're like, I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, this is just the way we are, but okay. All right, tell everybody where they can follow you, Gina G.
Man, you guys know you can follow me at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. I am working on my videos. I'm not going to act a fool. I'm just going to act like me. So make sure you like, if you would like, and not be a hater, like my videos and pictures on Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can go on Gina R. Prince at Instagram. And thank you guys for following Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. Yay! Keep on doing it. I love it. I see the people viewing it and following it. So thank you for that. Go on and then don't forget to go and get your copy of Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny, The Keys Against the Enemy, and get that fitness DVD at myhealthandsoul.com. Health and soul, wholeness, mind, body, and soul. Listen, this was an amazing show. I'm so thankful for Apostles Verl Howard and Apostle Nathaniel Coy III, and also giving us the trending T and What She Say, Gina G, and also Minister Estelle Monroe Gant giving us the spoken word. This was an amazing show. I feel a lot better, but not quite there. But next Wednesday, it'll be on and popping.
Right.
Anyway, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Shout out to Jay Roberts. All right. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.